which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. Amen. You may be seated today across the building. It is good that we can come together. It is good that we can unite ourselves together in the bond of love. I've always said that the world, when they see the church and they see the church that has love, they'll be wanting to be drawn to it, because they're going to want to come to a church that not only shares the love, but a church that can experience the love. And today, that is my prayer, is I don't want to show you the love. I want you to experience the love here at Victory Fellowship, because that's what God has commanded us. He has commanded all of us to love one another as He has loved us. And He gave Himself for us, that we may be sons and daughters of the Most High God. And so let us today, and let us every day, live out what Christ has asked us to do and instructed us to do, is to love one another, to pray for one another, encourage one another, and lift one another up. Folks, there's so much negativity going on in the world which we live, and if you can't find peace in your local church and you can't find peace in this church, then guess what? Where are you going to find peace? Because that's what people are longing for. They're longing for a church that will love them and will help them and pray for them and encourage them. And that's what we're wanting to do here at Victory Fellowship. And we want to thank those today, even those that are watching today. My prayers are something I can say to you and your family to encourage you along the way as we get into God's Word today. And so as we move forward, we are doing a Slavery to Freedom series. And so we're getting closer to the end. And I know I have been in the book of Exodus for a little while, but my prayer is that you are learning through the Word of God, and you're learning as we go through chapter by chapter. And my prayer is that you're drawing strength from it, because God's Word says iron sharpens iron. And what I mean by that is we encourage one another. When we talk about the love of God, when we talk about the Word of God, the Word sharpens us, and it causes us to encourage others day by day. And so I thank God today. Slavery to Freedom series, sermon number 10. And if you have missed any of this, you can go back on our website to www.vfclexington.org. Click on the media area and you can begin to hear sermons that you have missed on this series. And so we want to look at this, as the title of my message is The Song of the Redeemed. And we're going to look at this a little bit, the song of the redeemed. You may say, well, Pastor, what are you saying today? You're going to see exactly what I'm saying on this passage, the song of the redeemed. Go with me to the book of Exodus, the 15th chapter, beginning with the first verse. We want to go to Exodus 15 and 1. As time will permit, let's look here a little bit today. We're now seeing through this passage, as we have been going through this step by step, that safely through the Red Sea, we see God's people are crossing over. With Moses holding the rod, and as the separation from the water, from the ground, for them to go on dry ground, for them to walk over onto the other side, delivered people are now experiencing God's protection. And they have walked through the Red Sea onto dry ground, and their enemies were destroyed. The Egyptians tried to follow God's people. As I said last week, 600 chariots were running after them, but God said they'll be no longer will be bothered. Miracles cannot be sustained by the flesh. There was nothing that the children of Israel could do physically. It was a spiritual moment that was taking place. In other words, it took it out of their hands, and now it was in God's hands, and God was splitting the seas, causing them to move on to the other side. Folks, that is a miracle. That same miracle that we're reading today is the same miracle that God does in your life and my life. He does things in our lives that we cannot begin to understand, nor can we even scratch the surface of what God in store for you and I. And the good thing about it is, as we read over this, we're going to see how the same God then in the Old Testament is the same God in the New Testament, and it is the same God that you and I are living for today. That God was there, Jehovah God was there, and Jehovah God is with us today. And folks, I want you to know that's words of encouragement to encourage you and I to know that God is our God and that He is not out of control, but He is a God that is in control, and thank God that He is. Let's look at this a little bit. Pharaoh's forces were drowned in the sea as all were drowned of all of Pharaoh and all of his men, the children of Israel, and their song they begin to sing in Exodus 15 and 1. Let's look at this, Exodus 15 and 1. And then Moses and the children of Israel sang this song to the Lord and spoke, saying as they were singing, I will sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider He has thrown into the sea. Folks, I want you to know today, as they were moving forward and as they were looking back, they could see that the enemy had no chance at all, because God had spoken, God had told them clearly that I will be your God. If you will trust me, I will take you through this storm, and I will bring you on the other side, and I will give unto you what I promised that I would. Through Abraham, there was a promise, there was a nation that was going to take place, that God was going to take care of His people. And I want you to know today, God is going to take care of you and I. I don't know what tomorrow's going to bring. I don't know what next week's going to bring, but I do know what God's going to bring. And God is going to bring grace. He's going to bring mercy. He is going to be sufficient. He is going to be an on-time God. He is going to deliver you. He is going to heal you. He's going to provide for you. He's going to touch you. And when you acknowledge who God is, and that's the key, folks, and I want you to know today, we've got to acknowledge who God is and what God does. And what He does is that He does best, and He will touch you, and He will come on the scene, and He will provide and strengthen you. My first point today is this: the Lord is my strength. The children of Israel were saying the Lord is their strength. They knew there was nothing that they could do. They had been in slavery for hundreds and hundreds of years. And all of a sudden, you know, it's like then God, it wasn't that God showed up. It was just God knew exactly what they were going through and what they were dealing with, but He had not forgotten them. He had not abandoned them. I want you to know today, there may be things that you and I are going through today. God has not abandoned you. God has not forgotten you because of where you at, of your circumstance and your situation. God is there in your situation. God is there in your circumstance. And He will strengthen you as you believe and trust in Him. Exodus 15 and 2, the Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise Him, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him. The Lord is a man of war. The Lord is His name. Pharaoh's chariots and his armies He has cast into the sea. His chosen captains also and drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone. Your right hand, O Lord, has become glorious in power. Your right hand, O Lord, has dashed the enemy into pieces. Verse 7, in the greatness of Your excellence, You have overthrown those who rose against You. You sent forth Your wrath. It consumed them like stubble. Verse 8, and with the blast of Your nostrils, the waters were gathered together. The flood stood upright like a heap. The depths congealed in the heart of the sea. Verse 9, the enemy said, I will pursue, I will overtake, I will drive the spoil. My desire shall be satisfied on them. I will draw my sword, my hand shall destroy them. Verse 10, You blew with Your wind, the sea covered them, and they sank like lead in the mighty waters. What are you saying, Pastor? I'm giving you a vivid description of what was happening with what God had done with the children of Israel and how God destroyed. Listen, I want you to know today, you may see things in your life and you want to know why. You may want to even ask God why. Why are you allowing this to happen? Why is this happening? It seems like I'm one step forward and three steps back. I never can get ahead in life. It's always something. It's always something. Something's nagging me. Somebody's nagging me. Somebody's bothering me. Somebody this and that and the other. I want you to know today, God, it does not go unnoticed. God sees exactly what you and I are going through. He sees exactly what you and I are faced with. But I want to encourage you today, just as we read about the children of Israel, they did not know really what God, who He really was, until He showed up and showed out against the enemies that was against His people. God said, enough is enough, and He showed up, and He what? Consumed them and took them out so that God's people would be protected. And I want you to know today, God is protecting you. He has His hand upon you, and He sees you, what you're going through and what you're facing, and know that He is your strength. The Bible says, in your weakness, in my weakness, His strength is made perfect in us. And when we feel like we're insufficient and insignificant, and we feel like, what can we offer unto God? Well, we can't this and we can't that. Yes, you can do all things in Christ which gives you strength. Jesus clearly lets us know in His Word, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all of these things shall be, listen, all of these things shall be added, not some things, not little things, all things shall be added unto you. When you seek God's face, when you seek Him, you will find favor. Favor will be on your life. Your steps are ordered by God. He will bless you. He will strengthen you. He will provide for you. And I thank God today, as we see the memories of slavery and how that God was going to completely put it out. These people had labored long and hard over and over, year after year. Yet they begin to understand that they saw of the sting of the whips, the death of their sons and daughters, had longed for freedom but too weak to secure it. Then God intervened in a mighty way, as He promised, as He said, and by His strength, God's strength, not their strength, not your strength. It's not going to be your strength that bails you out of what you're going through. It's not going to be your intellect. It's not going to be your wisdom. It's not going to be your knowledge. It's going to be the Lord Jesus Christ that begins to move in your behalf to have the things that you and I have and the things that we overcome. You see, I want you to know today, they had long for freedom, but was too weak to secure it. Then God began to intervene in a mighty way. By His strength, He set them free. Many have found God's strength sufficient. Philippians 4 and 13 says, I can do all things, not some things, not a little bit of things, but I can do all things. Look at this. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. The strength is not within yourself. It doesn't lie within yourself. It is Christ that's working in you. That's why we read Galatians 2 and 20. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loves me and gave Himself for me. So folks, it is never in your strength. It is what? Christ. It is Jesus Christ in you. The Apostle Paul says, there's nothing good in you. There's nothing good in me. But what is good in you and what is good in me is Jesus Christ and Him crucified is what's good in you. Why? Because we're leading back to the Heavenly Father. And how do we get back to the Heavenly Father? How do we get back to Him? We get back to Him through the Lord Jesus Christ. And I want you to know He is sufficient. Listen, struggling with anger, longing for it to cease. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. If you're struggling with alcohol, if you're struggling with addictions, you're struggling with things in your life, longing for release, longing for deliverance, longing for help. Remember Philippians 4 and 13. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Struggle with anxiety, longing for peace, wanting peace. People in the world today is anxious. They're longing for peace. They're trying to find peace. They're trying to do everything that they possibly can, but they come right back to the same problem the next day. I can do all things through Christ who gives me strength. Listen, Jesus came and their struggle was ceased completely. 2 Corinthians 4 and 5 and 17, the Apostle Paul says this, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. And I like to add brand new. It is brand new. God is about brand new things. I don't know about you, but I like brand new things. I don't like old things unless it's worth anything. If it's antique, maybe so. But I don't know about you, but I like brand new things. How many likes brand new things? I don't see nobody. I see one or two hands. Well, I guess somebody likes old things. Okay, well, I like brand new things. You know, but that's what God does. God's not an old thing. God's a brand new thing. God does things brand new in your life. Brand new in your life. Listen, my second point today is the Lord is my song. The Lord is your song. You might as well start breaking out singing. You might as well sing. You say, well, Pastor, how can you sing when you're dealing with cancer in your body? How can you sing when you're dealing with afflictions in your body? How can you sing when somebody's trying to stab you in the back, so to speak? How you still sing? You sing a brand new song. You sing unto the Lord. Why? Because it's not you that's going to take the problem away. It's going to be Jesus Christ that takes the problem away. It's going to be Jesus Christ that takes out the circumstance of the situation. It's going to be Jesus Christ, because now you're now not just leaning on yourself. You relinquish everything from you and you release it to the Lord Jesus Christ. Why? Because He nailed it on the cross over 2,000 years ago. We can walk around and know that we are the champion through the Lord Jesus Christ, and we can be overcomers in Christ Jesus, because He went through death, hell, and the grave. He arose on the third day, seated by the right hand of the Father, and there's victory on top of victory. And now we can let the world know that we know who our deliverer is and who our God is, because He's a God that comes on the scene and moves in our lives. Give God praise in the house today. Oh, hallelujah. I get excited. Oh, my goodness. I get loud. I get proud because I know who my Lord is. And I know He is a God that doesn't sleep, nor does He slumber. But He is well aware of your circumstance. He is well aware of your situation. And there's no surprise with our God, because I know our God is our deliverer. As the children of Israel begin to sing, they begin to sing a brand new song. Exodus 15 and 11, who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? Who are you like God? There's no other gods before you. God says there's no other gods in the Ten Commandments. There's no other gods before me. God is a God of a jealous God. There's no other gods. He says, I am your God. And they sung, who is like you, O Lord, among the gods? No other. Who is like you, glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, going, doing wonders. You stretched out your right hand. The earth swallowed them. Listen. The Bible says for us to keep our enemies under our feet. That's where the enemy is to be. It is to be under our feet. We are to tread. We are to walk. We are to know that God is for us. For us. Who can be against us? If he is, there's nobody else. The enemy can do what he wants to do, say what he wants to say, be what he wants to be, go where he wants to go, but that does not change your relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. When you trust him and believe in him and know without a shadow of a doubt that he's with you every step of the way, that's when God becomes God in your life because you acknowledged him. And you know he's going to provide for you. Who is like thee, the glorious in holiness? Who is like thee, fearful in praises? Who is like thee, doing wonders? Who is like thee when God becomes your song? Not just your supreme ruler, but he becomes your Savior. He becomes your Redeemer. He brings you into loving kindness. And he saves you from the miry clay. He puts you up on the top. And he puts you in a firm foundation. No longer are you in the sand, but now you're on the solid rock. And the rock which we stand is through the Lord Jesus Christ. Not just somebody that's up there in the heavens, but the one that's in your heart, the one that knows you. He's not a God up in the heavens looking down at you, executing things from there. He's here among us through His Holy Spirit. The Lord Jesus Christ becomes relevant to your life. Why? Because He's moved by compassion. He's moved by the temptations that you deal with, the tests that you go through. Why? Because He went through it. And he went through death, hell, and the grave. Listen, not just the ruler of the planets, but he is the ruler of your plans. He's just not the ruler of the universe, but he's the ruler of your plans. He's got things planned for you. He's got a future for you. You're destined to win. You're not destined to lose. You're not destined to fail. But you're to move forward with Him. Our God gives us a song every day. The world needs to hear this song. Let them hear God's song in you. Let the world hear it. Be bold as a lion. Be bold in your faith. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Be bold in your faith. Stand for what's right. Stand for the truth. Stand for what you believe. Know that, listen, you're not going to make friends. No, there's not going to be a lot of friends for when you stand for the truth. But when you stand for what's right, you might be standing alone, but understand God is with you every step of the way. He's standing with you. Third, the Lord has become my salvation. The Lord has become your salvation. We clearly see exactly what the Lord has done. We see it clearly that God has redeemed His people, redeemed us with loving kindness, and He's let us know. Exodus 15 and 13, you and your mercy have led forth the people whom you have redeemed. You have guided them in your strength to the holy habitation. The people will hear and be afraid. Sorrow will take hold of the inhabitants, the Philistines. But then the chiefs of Edom will be dismayed. The mighty men of Moab, trembling will take hold of them, and all the inhabitants of Canaan will melt away. Fear and dread will fall on them by the greatness of your army. They they will be as still as stone till your people pass over, O Lord, till the people pass over whom you have purchased. You will bring them in and plant them in the mountain of your inheritance, in the place, O Lord, which you have made for your own dwelling, the sanctuary, O Lord, which your hands have established. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Look at this. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. For the horses of Pharaoh went with his chariots and his horsemen into the sea, and the Lord brought back the waters of the sea upon them, but the children of Israel went on dry land in the midst of the sea. That's the God that I serve. That's the God that you serve. In other words, God will make provision. God will take care of His own. The Bible says we are in the palm of His hands. And there's nothing that can separate you from the love of God. Not tribulations, not anything that's evil that comes against you shall separate you from the love of God. Because God has you in the palm of His hand. The Lord in mercy has led forth the people. Praise God in song. Praise God for His mercy. Praise God for His leading. Praise God for He is. Praise God for His guidance. Praise God for His holiness. Praise God for His salvation. For He has saved us. And He has made us well. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Exodus 15 and 18. The Lord shall reign forever and ever. Our salvation is eternal. We will reign with Christ forever. We will reign forever. The question today would be, do you have a song in your heart today? Do you have a song in your heart today? Are you singing the praises? Let the whole world hear. Psalms 91 and 1, He who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadows of the Almighty. He who dwells in a secret place. When we get into that secret place, whether we're praying, whether we're meditating upon the Lord, whether we're taking quiet time, and we dwell in that secret place, we will begin to understand what God has in the shadows of the Almighty. In other words, He's protecting you. In other words, He's taking care of you. And when we find that time where we just say, Lord, I can't handle this anymore. Lord, I can't go on, Lord. I need your help. That's when God becomes God in your life. When you relinquish it. When you say, I can't handle this. I can't do this anymore. That's what God wants you to say. That's what God wants you to do. God wants you to relinquish everything that you've got your hands on, that you're trying. Listen, we can't fix everything. Now, us guys, that's our nature. We like to fix things. If there's something wrong with our truck or car, we'll try to go out there and we'll try to fix it. If something's going on in the house, we'll try to fix it. If there's something going on with the sink, we'll try to unclog it. That's what we're made up of, guys. We're made up of fixing. But sometimes there are things that you cannot fix with your hands. Sometimes you've got to let God fix it. You've got to give it to God. You've got to leave it with God. Let Him fix it. Because He knows best for our life. Because we'll make a mess of it, out of it. But know that your God is going before you today. Hear me today. God is going before you. He sees what lies ahead. He knows what you're about to get in tomorrow. He knows what you're about to get into next week. See, God goes ahead. He's ahead of you. He's already there. He's already there. Did you know, and I've said it and I'll say it again, you've heard me say it, God is already at the end of your life. He is at the end of your life. When you give your last breath, God is already there. All He's doing is waiting for you to catch up. Now think about it, folks. He's already there. He's just waiting for you to get to where you're at. Now we don't know when we're going to give our last breath. We don't know when we're going to leave this life, but guess what? God's already there. He's there. And see, He's already at the end of our life. He's just waiting for us to catch up. Now that's hard to think. But that's a God that I want you to know that knows exactly what you and I are going through. So there's no surprise to God. Nothing surprises God. We get surprised about things that happen in our lives and things we deal with because we're human. We have emotions. God created emotions. He created all of this for us to feel feelings, have feelings. God created all of this. It just didn't happen. God created this. Jesus even wept. You see, I want you to know today that don't never go around thinking that God don't understand and that God just, I'm just too bad of a person. God wouldn't understand. God don't want to save me because I'm too bad. No, it doesn't matter who you are. It don't matter where you've been. It don't matter what you're doing. God's love loves you because He is love and He cannot stop loving you. That's a promise, folks. He cannot stop loving you because He is love. Stand with me across the building today. We can sing a song of the redeemed because He has redeemed us. His loving kindness.